1E. Exercise 2, page 18. Speaker 1.
My best friend Jane tells me to stop worrying, but these days it's the only thing on my mind. And it has nothing to do with my parents. They never put pressure on me to get high marks and always give me the freedom to go out whenever I want. But nowadays, I rarely go anywhere except the library. I'm sure people are talking about me and wondering why I spend so much time studying. But I don't care. I really want to come first in the class.
Speaker 2.
For the last 5 years, Stuart has been my closest pal. We sit together at school, study for our exams together in the library, and even play on the same football team. We are such good friends that our parents have even become close. So you can imagine my shock when I overheard him spreading lies about me in the school corridor. He didn't see me, but I heard every word. It's hard to believe that he could be so disloyal to me.
Speaker 3.
At this stage, it's just becoming embarrassing. Picture the scene. I'm out with some friends at a fast food restaurant. Everyone's having a good time and acting responsibly, and then, suddenly, I get a call on my mobile. It's only 9, but it's time to go home. Sometimes, my friends laugh at me when I tell them about my parents' rules. And they're right. I'm 16 years old now. They should be giving me more space at this age.
Speaker 4.
This morning at breakfast, my parents asked me if I was feeling okay. It was probably clear from the expression on my face that I was anxious about something, but I didn't tell them anything. Now, they are probably worrying that I'm getting bullied at school. But actually, I've got a really close group of friends at school. The problem is, I don't always agree with them. I know that their plan to cheat on the test is wrong, but I don't feel I have the option to say no. I just hope I'm brave enough to do the right thing.